Okay, Sev, well, I mean, first of all, I mean, just tell us, how has the financial crisis damaged Alex Salmond's hopes of Scottish independence?
The problem that for Alex Salmond can be boiled down to this. The fact is that Halifax Bank of Scotland and RBS have been playing on a global stage. They have bought major institutions abroad. They've become global players. And because of that, there's this very strong question about whether that means that Scotland on its own, if it were to be an independent country of 5 million people, would actually have the economic strength and muscle to be able to rescue them on their own. Now, the other complicating factor, of course, in all this is that Alex Salmond's current position about Scotland is that if it were to become independent, it would become independent with sterling. So he couldn't even call on the European Central Bank or the Eurozone to help bail him out. The irony for the SNP would be if they were to win, say, for the sake of argument, the referendum in 2010 on Scottish independence, and then Scotland were to become independent in a couple of years' time after that, would he be left with the position that the Scottish banks were actually owned by an English government?
And Salmond's also quite closely associated with RBS and its business model. A former head of RBS is one of his chief economic advisers, and he himself was an economist at the bank.
Exactly. I mean, one of Alex Salmond's great strengths, and even his harshest critics would acknowledge this, is that when it comes to the economy, Alex knows his stuff. He's extremely confident on his feet generally, but with economic matters, he is very much master of the facts. Now, of course, he has a particular kind of economic analysis and perspective that many of his critics will take fault with, but he's a difficult man to argue with. And when he was mounting the election campaign for the Scottish Parliament last spring, he was able to produce a great coup. He was able to produce Sir George Matthewson, the former chairman of the Royal Bank of Scotland and his former employer at the Royal Bank, as a new fan of Scottish independence. Matthewson said that with banks like RBS and HBOS, Scotland was actually capable of being a real global player. Now, with everything that's happened, that's starting to look rather dented.
A global player, maybe a bit like Iceland.
Indeed, or in fact Ireland. I mean, the difficulty for Salmond is that he, despite his knowledge of the subject, despite his great competence on his feet, he's one of the best speakers in British politics, there's absolutely no doubt about that, is that as I've watched him perform in the Scottish Parliament, he hasn't had that same self-confidence, that same sharp and snappy answers that one might have expected. And in some respects, he started to look a little bewildered and almost overwhelmed by the scale and pace of events. And it's that which a lot of his opponents have picked on. They actually think that he's looking a lot shakier on his feet than he might otherwise have been.